Biggest things I've ever seen. Genesis, it doesn't seem to matter what you're doing, Jim. While we're singing, they're just like going all over the place. I don't know what's up with them. That's good and bright. I don't know if they'll stay there, but that's good and bright now. Genesis chapter 3. Thank you, Jim. I don't know what's up with them. Oh, I know what's up with them.
If they're not all the way up when the fan's on, it messes them up. Just when we installed that fan, we kind of cheated. We grabbed power off, or maybe you're not supposed to grab power. It was the shortest run.
So that's what we did. That was before most of you were here, before Jeff was here. So I know he didn't do it. And I know who did it, but I won't mention his name. But anyway, it wasn't me. But I knew what the guy was going to do before he did it. He said, well, if it works, it works. Anyway. Marty, was it you? It wasn't Marty. It wasn't Marty. But I do know who it was. Anyway, Genesis chapter 3. I'm only going to read two verses tonight, if you're there. Verses 14 and 15. The Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now we've been talking about Eve. This will be our last lesson tonight on her, as we begin to study different women throughout the Bible. And quite frankly, probably we'll have spent more time on Eve than we will any of the other ladies that we'll look at. By the way, people have come up to me and given me names they'd like to have a Bible study on women that I didn't have on my list. So I started out with 12, but now I'm up to 14. So I don't know how many different women we'll look at in the Bible before it's all gone. But as we think about Eve, we talked about her creation, very uniquely created, and men and women being equal. Her temptation, how that Satan came along and tempted her. But if you remember, she was deceived. Adam wasn't deceived. Adam willfully rebelled against God. Then we looked last week at her humiliation and the consequences of the sin that was brought upon her because of her fall. And tonight we want to look at her expectation. Because despite all of the negative things that had happened to her and her temptation and her humiliation, it wasn't like it was the end of the road for Eve. Of all the curses, and we read about there in verse 14, of all the curses, the one on Satan was the most severe. It is a very grim sentence of condemnation against Satan himself. Now, in verse 14, I want you to notice something else. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. But every cattle and every beast will be part of the curse as well. Even the animal kingdom was affected because of sin. Everything in this world, everything in this universe is affected because of this disaster called sin. And above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. Now the curse had negative ramification for Adam's, the entire environment. I pray that we can see sometimes the ramifications of sin, how bad it really is. I mean, what it can really do. Evil is infectious. And therefore, when Adam sinned, the entire domain was tainted. And look at verse 17 for a moment. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Even the ground was cursed. It shows the sweeping extent of the curse because of sin. All animals would die. They are just like humans, subject to disease and destruction and disaster and death, various hardships that stem from the very presence of evil. Adam's sin brought all this evil into the world. Now, this is all part of Adam's judgment, a constant reminder to him about God's displeasure over sin. And beloved, it ought to be a constant reminder to us about God's displeasure over sin. Beyond the curse to serpent is this satanic spirit that controlled him. Isaiah 14:12 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground? And then it says this, which didst weaken the nations. Now,